chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. I've titled this Jonah's Second Chance. We see the grace and the mercy of God magnified in the commissioning of Jonah a second time. God could have left Jonah alone and placed him on the shelf of inactive service. Because Jonah had so flagrantly disobeyed the command of God, he really deserved to be a castaway, never to be useful in God's service again. And God was not obligated to restore Jonah to his prophetic office. Yet God, in His marvelous grace, gave Jonah a second opportunity, a second chance, if you will. He spoke His word to Jonah and commanded him to go to Nineveh to preach. And I have to believe that those words from the mouth of the Lord must have been music to Jonah's ears after he'd spent that time in the belly of the whale. After being sorely chastised, physically afflicted, the prophet no doubt took great delight in hearing the word of the Lord, thankful that God had answered his prayers, and now God was going to use him. As I thought about this situation, it reminded me that God has often been pleased to forgive and restore those who have failed to hearken to His voice the first time. God is merciful to His erring children. He knows that we are but dust, that we're prone to error in judgment and to disobey at times. And He pities us as a father does his children. In fact, I marvel at how many times God has forgiven some of the bastions of the faith in the Bible. Even though Abraham lied about Sarah being his sister, God forgave him and restored him to service. Even though Peter had denied the Lord at one of the most crucial times in Christ's earthly ministry, and then warmed himself by the world's fire, God restored him and used him in a great and mighty way. 3,000 souls were saved on the day of Pentecost. Peter later wrote 1 and 2 Peter. And then even though John Mark had gotten homesick on the first missionary journey with Paul and Barnabas and he left his post, it's recorded that God later made him profitable to Paul in the ministry. Our God is gracious not only to forgive His erring people, but also to restore them to service. And I wonder how often has God had to speak to you a second time through His Word, or maybe a third, a fourth, a fifth. Have we not all been like Jonah more than we like to admit? Have we not all failed at times to hearken without reserve to the Lord's commands? How we ought to magnify the forgiveness of God by serving Him with every fiber of our being when He is pleased to restore us to service. We ought to serve with a renewed sense of devotion, loyalty, affection, and love. God told Jonah a second time to arise and go to Nineveh, the great city. This time he didn't disobey. He didn't run away. He didn't seek to go to Tarshish. Let me remind you that Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians were the sworn enemies of Israel. They were heathen Gentiles who were given over to idolatry and the practice of iniquity. They were not worthy of the preaching of Jonah. They didn't deserve this. Yet God had determined to do a work of grace among them. Really remarkable when you think about it. Even though the city was known for its wickedness, God was going to humble the inhabitants, causing them to repent. And I believe He saved them by His grace. And to do this, He was pleased to employ a human instrument to carry the message of repentance in their midst. Now, I find it interesting as I read the narrative that God did not change His plan or His message with regards to Nineveh. His instructions and commission to Jonah remained the same. He was to preach judgment to the Ninevites. I need to remind you, God has not changed the terms of the Great Commission in our day. Even though we're 2,000 years removed from when Jesus said, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptize the converts in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Still hadn't changed. 2,000 years. It hadn't changed, even though men have tried to change the commission. Add things to it. Take things away from it. Many are attempting to attract people with all sorts of entertainment. Gimmicks, gadgets, frills, monetary rewards. I guess I shouldn't be talking. We had sweet potato Wednesday, and now we're having sweet potato Sunday. But I didn't advertise that I was going to bring a case of sweet potatoes from Mississippi. So really, we didn't use those potatoes to attract anybody here. Fact of the matter is, a lot of churches do that nonsense. And then when they get them in, they don't even preach the gospel to them. They don't even give them an accurate presentation of the gospel. Most of the time, it's just bow your head, repeat after me, sign this card, and you're good to go. It may be one of the reasons why there's so many people in our world today that could care less about going to church or reading the Bible or hearing preaching. God's plan for reaching His elect has never changed. His churches are to go forth preaching the gospel of the grace of God to every creature until the Lord returns. God commissioned Jonah to preach to the heathen people of Nineveh. He didn't tell Jonah to go into the slums of Nineveh and try to better their environment by offering food and shelter. He didn't tell Jonah to go there and cry out for social justice. Nor was Jonah to go to Nineveh preaching his opinions or his own words. God sent Jonah to preach exactly what he wanted him to preach. Nothing more, nothing less. No true God-called preacher is at liberty to preach merely what he feels like preaching. He is bound by divine appointment to preach what God leads him to preach straight out of the inspired Word of the living God. True preachers must not preach what men would have them to preach, but rather what God leads them to preach. I've never come to you and said, God revealed something entirely new to me. In fact, if anybody ever says that to you, a red flag ought to go off. I've told you the story the first time I ever preached out in Forestdale, Missouri, and I met William Peacock. He's now gone on to be with the Lord, but met him for the first time. He was a preacher from Arkansas. He was kind of a cut-up, but he was a good preacher. I'll never forget, I'd never heard him preach. This is the first time I'd ever been at Independence Baptist Church, that where Brother Reynolds is the pastor. William Peacock got up, and the first 5 minutes of his sermon was, I want you to listen to me carefully, because what I'm going to preach today is something you've never heard. God specially revealed it to me. I'm telling you what, I started getting nervous for him. You know, have you ever been that way when somebody's starting to preach and something ain't just right and you get nervous for them because you're afraid somebody might slap them down or call them down? He went on for 5 minutes. And then he said, you know, I'm surprised nobody stopped me yet. He said, there is nothing new outside of this book. Here is the Word of God. That's all we are commissioned to preach. Nothing else. Oh man, just a sense of relief came over me. And then after he got done preaching, come to find out Brother Reynolds was as nervous as I was. You see, the pulpit is not a private platform for a man to propagate his own peculiar views. And he's not to tickle the ears of his hearers, but preach, thus saith the Lord. The message that God put in Jonah's mouth was quite unpopular and unpalatable to the natural man. He was to cry out against the great wickedness of the city and warn them of the judgment to come if they failed to hearken to the Word and repent. Now another thing that you'll notice in this passage, God is pleased to use His Word in the conversion of sinners and in their call to repentance. God has one way of saving sinners, and it's through the preaching of the Word of God. I don't understand it completely. I just believe it and obey it. 1 Corinthians 1:21, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Lost sinners need to hear the unadulterated truth of the Holy Scriptures concerning their sin, judgment, and forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, and salvation through His death, His burial, His resurrection alone. And as God's people, we ought to be burdened enough to preach the message of the gospel to a lost and dying world. That's the only hope they have. We must obey the voice of the Lord as it's revealed in His Word and carry out His commission if we are to see sinners saved by the grace of God. And Jonah took full advantage of this second opportunity. We'll pick up there next week.
I got to put turkey in the oven. It's already cooked. I just got to warm it up. I'll be right back.